welcome back to it. And I have never been concerned in my adult life about breathing the air in the United States. I have in other countries I have visited. I've been concerned about the state of the air quality in some places. But we bring this to your attention because the American Lung Association is releasing its 22nd annual State of the Air report showing air pollution, they claim, has a disproportionate burden on communities of color, impacts of climate change and air quality, and so on and so forth. So we decided we would invite Ken Fletcher on from the American Lung Association, an advocacy specialist in Michigan. Ken, welcome to the program.
Hi, Steve. It's good to be here this morning.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I've never been concerned about air quality stepping out my door in Michigan. Not ever. Am I missing something?
Oh, well, yeah, you definitely are. You know, overall, we have found in this year's report that across the country, there obviously has been some great improvements made to air quality since the Clean Air Act went into effect over 50 years ago. And, you know, the days of seeing the pictures of, you know, Los Angeles, New York, other major cities where the sky is just all totally gray, totally smog, are over in the sense that they're definitely, you know, you can see some clear skies and everything. But even so, even with all that improvement, we still know that 4 in 10 people in the United States are living in counties where the air quality isn't as good as it could be, and definitely is of a quality that could have an impact on their health. And you mentioned the disparities that we have found.
Hold on. I want to look at a couple of things here. Just hold on 1 second, because I'm looking at maps from an article in the New York Times from the Environmental Protection Agency, showing the dramatic improvement in air quality from 1995 until 2005, more dramatic improvement between 2005 and 2015, and we rank 10th in air quality, but the countries that are ahead of us are places like New Zealand, which are two islands in the middle of the ocean with 3.5 million people, or Canada, which is, you know, half of North America with 30 million people, and Australia, again, another island. I don't know if that's a fair comparison, but that's what we compare to. And so America, from where I've traveled, is the cleanest, greenest nation on earth as far as industrialized nations. Am I missing something?
Yeah, you are missing something, Steve. There's still a lot of areas where people are breathing far too much ozone pollution, and they're breathing far too much particle pollution, which goes into the lungs and impacts human health in all sorts of ways. You know, both the ozone and the particle pollution can, you know, have impact on, you know, heart disease, lung health, can lead to premature death. So there's a lot of areas in this country that, while things have improved, there's no doubt about that, we're still not getting good quality air in all the areas. And it is a serious issue that people of color do have a 61% likelihood that they're living in an area with much higher levels of pollution, which tends to be the larger cities. So we need to do something to continue to work, to continue to make strides to clean up that air. And yes, progress has been made, and yes, there may be some countries that have more pollution than we do, but, you know, we care about the air that we as individuals are breathing and the impact on health. And people who are compromised, too, those with already lung health issues such as asthma, COPD, or the elderly, mm-hmm. or those with other chronic illnesses, having poor air quality days where you have high ozone levels or high particle pollution, where you have, you know, the alerts where they notify you that the air quality isn't good for a day, that impacts you, you know, and it's people with asthma may not be able to go to work, they may not be able to go to school, or they may go out.
Okay, well, answer me this, because here's something I don't understand.
In a hospital.
Riddle me this, Ken, because here's something I don't understand. As America's air quality has gotten continually better since 1973, when Richard Nixon created the Environmental Protection Agency, the occurrence of asthma has continued to increase. As the air has gotten cleaner, the incidence of asthma in young people has increased. Why?
Well, first of all, there's, you know, I'm not saying that the air pollution causes asthma, but what I am saying is that having poor air quality definitely adversely affects those who have asthma. So those who have asthma cannot safely possibly go out and do their normal activities, their normal routine, when you have days where you have poor air quality.
And where does that happen in Michigan? Where does that happen in Michigan? Where in Michigan do we have incidents where you can't go outside?
Well, we have incidents like that all over the state. Most of the counties where the air quality is monitored, there are at least some days of high ozone or high particle pollution, definitely high ozone levels. So in everywhere, you have days where it may spike. Now, if you're talking about overall levels, there's a lot of counties. Macomb County gets a failing grade. Muskegon gets a failing grade. Oakland County gets a failing grade. Wayne County gets a failing grade.
But just saying they get a failing grade doesn't tell me anything. A failing grade based on what criteria? Doesn't tell me anything. Doesn't tell the listeners anything. Based on what criteria?
Based on the criteria of how many days did they have high ozone action days. That where the air quality was poor enough to where a alert was put out saying you need to be aware of this. Like, take for example, Allegan had 16 days where the air quality was poor, where people had to really pay attention. If you were some of these people who are of compromised systems or older, or even though if there's enough poor air quality days, a healthy person who, say, works outside all day, who's breathing the air all day long, mm-hmm. could ultimately start seeing health effects as a result of breathing that air if it stays elevated for too long of a period. So
right.
it's happening everywhere.
All right, Ken, I got to leave it there. The way life expectancy in America since 1965 until today has increased 19.5% across all ethnic groups. I think we're doing all right, but maybe I'm mistaken. 19.5% increase in longevity in America over the last 55 years. Pretty remarkable. If you want to find out more about this, you can go to lung.org/SOTA. Ken, greatly appreciate you being here.
Thank you, Steve.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
I was diagnosed with cancer at age 6. 29 surgeries, a 15% chance to survive, not to mention the stitches they lost count of.
Dan Wiseman, a basketball player at Hazlett High School.
5 years of rehab, a 34-inch scar, and 4 doctors that said I would never play again.
But play he did.
Wiseman for 3.
Don't take what you have for granted. Sports are a privilege.
A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.